This is Vermont's praise and worship station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. I want to apologize, too, for all of you podcasters out there that follow along who like to download the entire sermon every Sunday. My apologies to you. Our computer died on Sunday morning, and I had to use my own computer. And normally computers, there's a setting on them that if you don't touch them, for them to go into sleep mode after 20 minutes. And that computer did exactly as it was taught. So the first 18 or 20 minutes of that sermon I had, and the rest was lost. But the sermon was one of my all-time favorites. It turned out being a powerful message from God on how to stand and how to stand against the enemy. And how Jesus stood against the enemy. And how He, once again, is our guideline. Him is, we follow Him and what He did. So prior to getting started here, if you're local here in the area, I invite you out to Island Community Church Sunday morning, 10:30. We'll be starting the Sermon on the Mount this coming week. Wednesday night, we're having a memorial service for one of the dear members of our church that passed away a couple weeks ago. So there'll be no Bible study, but memorial service for Susie this Wednesday night. Sunday morning, back at it. Matthew chapter 5, Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. I promise to have the recorder working correctly. Now, we left off here. We're looking in Matthew chapter 4. And I asked the question prior to getting started. It says here in verse 1, it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And I asked the question, why would He let him be tempted? What's the purpose of tempting Jesus? And I said to my church family, that's like tempting me with broccoli. You cannot tempt me with a plate of steaming broccoli. You might be able to tempt me with a jelly donut or tempt me with a new Jeep with 32-inch tires on it, but you're not going to tempt me with broccoli. Neither, you would think, are you able to tempt the Son of God. Why did He do it? So He either did it because A, He could have been tempted and He could have fallen, or because He is the Son of Man, remember, or B, He did it once again as an example for us on how to overcome Satan. We read in everything He did for us as examples for us. In the last chapter, He was baptized by John, and He wasn't baptized for repentance. He was baptized as an example for us. We read in the Gospel of John, He washed the feet of the disciples. Why? As an example for us. Remember what He said, the Son of Man did not come to be served or ministered to, but to minister and to give His life as a ransom for many. These things are examples for us. It's very key here to see Jesus' response to Satan was not because He could have fallen in temptation, I believe. I believe it was to show us the example, give us the example on how to do it right. So we read here, after He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, verse 3, Mark 4, 3, when the tempter came to Him, He said, if You are the Son of God, then command these stones to become bread. But He answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. See, this is how he answered, and he gave this, and he answered this way for an example for you and I, and how you and I are to fight the enemy. It's through the word of God. Each time Jesus answered Satan, he quoted Deuteronomy back to him. I love that Rich Mullins song, quoting Deuteronomy to the devil. This was his weapon. And the same weapon that he used to fight the enemy is good enough for Jesus, should be, and better be good enough for you and I. Because I'll tell you what, friends, you have no other weapon. This is the only weapon you have, is the word of God. Without the word of God, you stand naked in this fight. We need to do what Jesus did. Use the word of God to stand and to fight the enemy. Now, back again, verse 3. Now, when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God. Notice, too, how he always corrupts. He corrupts the word of God, and he sows doubt into people's minds, even into Jesus' mind. He tried to do that. Notice the word if, used two or three times here. If you are the Son of God, then command that these stones should become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Jesus answered and said to him, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. So notice, too, how Satan knows and quotes from the word of God. He twisted it a little. He omitted a little bit. And his response when he said it is written, he quoted Psalm 91 to Jesus, but he omitted a little bit out of that. Notice, too, the threefold attack on Jesus. First, and well, in order to show you what the attack is, let's go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, where John writes, do not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So notice those three things. This is the way Satan attacks. Same way he attacked Jesus. The same way, the same method he uses to attack you. It's the same one he used way back in the garden, where I want to go next. The lust of the flesh. Satan attacked him when he was hungry. And he said to him, command these stones to become bread so that he can eat. Now think about that, 40 days and not eating. Boy, can you imagine that, how hungry any? But you say, well, he's Jesus, he wasn't hungry. Oh no, you can't take the humanity away from him. He's the Son of Man too. He needed to sleep. He was weary from being hungry. He was weary from traveling in the desert when he met the woman at the well. He bled when he was cut, when he was pierced. He was a man. He was tempted by Satan too. And it's key to see how Jesus responded. He could have said to him, drop dead, but he didn't. But he's going to say that to him later, but not yet. So the lust of the flesh, he got him when he was hungry. The lust of the eyes, as the devil will say here, all this will I give you. And the pride of life. That is, go ahead, throw yourself down. Force the angels to come and rescue you. Come on, throw yourself down from here. The pride of life. Let's look, we got time here in this segment for our program today to look at one more. And that is back to Genesis chapter 3. Now, verse 1. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field that the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, hath God indeed said. Here we go again. Sowing discord, causing people to question God and his goodness or the truthfulness of his word. Hath God indeed said. you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Now that part's an outright lie. He goes on here. For God knows that in the days you eat of it, the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw, all right, catch this. Remember, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig trees together and made themselves coverings. Think about the pride of life. They didn't want to be seen naked. See, they didn't care before, but now the pride of life. We got to put a covering on. Don't want to end up on TMZ here with no clothes on. Let's put a covering on. This is the way he attacked them. This is Satan's MO. And he repeats, as he did all the way back in the garden, he did to Jesus in the desert, and he'll do with you as well. The lusts of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, be it Bathsheba or a new Corvette or a new Skeeter boat or the pride of life. Think about that one. Now, how is that one a sin, the pride of life? Well, very simple. Satan thinks that you will do anything to save your own hide as long as you're alive. He even says as much. Job chapter 2, verse 4, Satan says, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. You see, that's what Satan thinks of you, friend. That's why Jesus said, he who loves his life will lose it in John 12:25. And he who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. That's what Satan thinks of you until you prove him different in the battleground, in the test of adversity, as Jesus was tested, as so many saints in the past were tested. David ran into a lion and a bear in the same chapter prior to running into Goliath. James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith develops endurance. That's what it takes to get through trials like this. We're going to pick it up here again tomorrow. And our program tomorrow will continue here with this sermon. We'll probably wrap it up tomorrow, looking at the way how Jesus responded to Satan. He didn't do it because he had to. All he had to say to Satan was drop dead. But he did this as an example for you and I, for how we are to stand tall and to stand firm and to fight against the enemy and what our only weapon is. We'll get to our only weapon tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This very special